Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Though she's yet to officially declare her candidacy, Governor Patrick says former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton would make a, quote, great president. His comments came as the Clinton presidential buzz landed yesterday in Boston, where Clinton delivered a speech at a women's leadership conference. WBUR political reporter David Scharfenberg was there and has this story.
Please take your seats. Secretary Clinton will begin speaking momentarily.
3,500 women packed a cavernous hall at the World Trade Center on the South Boston waterfront. Alicia Keys' Superwoman played on the loudspeaker. Oh, yes, I'm a superwoman. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke at the end of a day-long women's leadership conference hosted by Simmons College. Simmons President Helen Drinan introduced Clinton and had this to say during the handoff.
I am shaking the hand of the next president of the United States. I hope I am.
Hello, everyone!
Clinton's 30-minute speech touched on a number of topics. She acknowledged the survivors of the Boston Marathon attack. And like many prominent Democrats these days, she raised concerns about income inequality. But at the heart of her talk was a subject that has defined her public life.
I believe that advancing the rights, opportunities, and full participation of women and girls here at home and around the world is the great unfinished business of the 21st century.
She said full participation for women around the world is a moral imperative, but also an economic one. More women in the workplace, she said, means more growth. Here at home, Clinton said the country needs to add more women to corporate boards and to ensure equal pay for equal work. She also said our culture needs to address a confidence gap.
And it's always surprising to me how many young women think they have to be perfect. I rarely meet a young man who doesn't think he already is.
Clinton made no direct reference to any presidential ambitions, but it hardly seemed necessary.
Well, I thought she was pretty awesome, no question about it.
That's conference attendee Lisa Cusack of Chicopee, Massachusetts, who is very enthusiastic about a possible Clinton run.
A lot of people are really behind her, and I hope she goes for it.
That kind of enthusiasm is invaluable in politics, and several volunteers with Ready for Hillary, a super PAC that hopes to pave the way for a Clinton campaign, were there to take advantage of it. After the speech, they prowled the lobby, gathering names and email addresses, and passing out quite a bit of swag.
Ready for Hillary stickers.
Excellent.
Ready for Hillary has held a couple of fundraisers in Boston over the last 2 months. At a recent gathering at a downtown bar, the group asked more than 150 young professionals to donate $20.16, a reference to the year of the next presidential campaign. Barbara Lee, a Cambridge-based philanthropist, has given $25,000 to the group. She also serves as a co-chair of Ready for Hillary's Finance Council. Lee's political operation is run by Adrienne Kimmel. She says the Bay State is fertile ground for another Clinton presidential campaign.
Well, you know, if we look at, you know, 2008 election, Massachusetts overwhelmingly supported Hillary Clinton for president. And so perhaps the state would say the same thing again in 2016 if it's given that opportunity.
Whether Massachusetts gets that opportunity is entirely in the hands of Madam Secretary Clinton. But she could only have been encouraged by her reception in Boston.
Thank you all. Thank you.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.